Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, Monday, December the 10th. Here we go. It is cold outside this morning. I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. I hope y'all had a chance to get to the house this weekend and celebrate your love for Jesus. I'm telling you, if you live here in the Ohio Valley, you have got to get to the experience in Bridgeport. God is moving, God is loving, and God wants a relationship with you. Think about it like this. That person that you love dearly and chase after on an everyday basis, whether it be your wife, your girlfriend, or somebody you're falling in love with, what if you chased after Jesus just like that? Because that is the type of relationship he wants from you. Put him first place in your life and watch what will begin to happen. Your life will get better. I promise you that. All right. Monday, December the 10th. Hashtag make it happen Monday. Hashtag make a change Monday. Medicare season is over as far as open enrollment goes. So we are back to the basics here at Life Accelerated. Don't worry. I'm still going to be selling insurance and taking care of my clients. I promise that. I'm just going to be focusing on some other products going forward, which I will be including in some future episodes as well. There's going to be a lot of changes coming forward in the new year also that I'm really, really excited about as far as the podcast goes. So anyway, I can't wait. That's just a little hint at what's coming in the future. Anyways, this weekend was phenomenal. Family Christmas party. Church, as always on Sundays, is the place to be. God, I wish it could be Sunday every day of the week. I love being at the house that much. The experience is just incredible. Pastor Tim and Linda are on fire for God, and they are really setting this valley ablaze with their passion about changing lives and drawing people closer to Jesus. I can't really explain how great of an atmosphere this is. You just got to come experience it for yourself at the experience. I love it. All right, folks, let's get rolling today. Today's power of three. Number one, setting ourselves apart from others is more than how we look, what we drive, and where we live. Set your heart apart from those around you. Internal change produces far more results than outward motions. This is tough for a lot of people because we are all about our material items, which is absolutely sad that we put material items before our relationship with Jesus and before our own hearts. So anyway, those are some things I think we all need to change. It's not about where you live, what car you drive, or the clothes you're wearing. Your heart changes the world of those around you. I'm telling you, if you want results that are going to matter, change your heart. Psalms 51:10 says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Hashtag let God guide your heart. In the Bible, it says, what flows from your heart is what you will be going after. So what is it that you need change in your heart to put Jesus first place? Stop idolizing things that don't matter and start following God and putting him in first place in your life. You want life change, you want to be different than those around you, and you want to make an impact on those around you in a long-lasting way. Change the way your heart is, and that will change not only you, but those around you. Number two, always be supportive of those in front of you. Example, at work, church, whatever groups you're a part of, if you support the people who are in leadership positions, God can bless you in ways he normally can't if you are basically smack-talking and pointing out reasons of why that person shouldn't be there. Supporting our leaders is a game changer. Stop trying to bring others down because you want the position they're in. Support them and let God bless you in the ways he desires. Always be faithful to help carry out God's vision. Philippians 2:4 says, "Let each of you look not only at his own interest, but also the interest of others." Again, at work, church, whatever groups you're a part of, we can't always be looking out for our own interest. We have to support those who are in positions that maybe we desire at some point. But if you, again, are pointing out why these people shouldn't be there and why you should, you're just making yourself look bad for one. But you're also not in alignment with God's vision of how he wants these situations to go. Here's another great verse for this also. Ephesians 4:29. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be encouragement to others. So basically in Philippians 2:4 and Ephesians 4:29, God is telling us that we need to be supportive of those around us, and we need to be helpful to those around us and always have good things to say. Famous quote of whoever said this, I don't know where it came from, but my mama always told me, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. I think a lot of us really need to embrace that, because with today's social media world that we live in, nobody is afraid to say anything because they're hiding behind their laptop, their phone, their keyboards, whatever it may be, and there's almost no repercussions to it. So, think before you send the next message on social media. Is it actually worth sending? And why are you sending it? Let's move on. Number three, our willingness to show compassion for others says a lot about where our heart is and what we are focused on. This time of year, it's easy to get sidetracked and be all about us and, oh my gosh, what am I getting for Christmas? I can't wait to get this, that, and the other. And I talked about this last week on the podcast, is what about those who aren't blessed with the things that you are blessed with? What can we do to show compassion for those who are not in the same situations we're in? Whether it's your time to volunteer somewhere, whether it's a financial donation to an organization that can help somebody, or whether it is your talents that you have, using them to do something for somebody in a less fortunate situation, we need to be more compassionate in this world. Too often, it is about me, and I. I don't know how else to say it other than the fact that we need to start putting the needs of others ahead of our own and be compassionate and thankful for what we have. And if we have the ability to bless others, let's do that and watch how your world changes. 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 4 says, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the..." So we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Let me repeat that. 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 4. "Praise be to God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." Listen. Compassion. If God is willing to comfort us, then we need to comfort others who are less fortunate. This time of year is difficult for a lot of people. We have the power to change that. if we start focusing on a world of where we, instead of me, things in our lives will change, I promise you that. Now, this is something I've had to learn too, trust me. It's always tough to break away from the I want mentality to the what can I do mentality, but I promise that by doing that, more good things will happen to you than you are expecting. I promise that. Quote, you will never influence the world by trying to be like it, end quote. I love that. The goal here is to become the best versions of ourselves, yet be different than anybody else around you. Here's another one that I love too. Quote, compassion is the ultimate expression of your highest self, end quote. Russell Simmons. This is a time of year where compassion can go a long, long ways. What can we do today to make an impact on the lives of those around us? Folks, make it happen Monday. Make a change Monday. Let's get out there, accelerate our week. Do something today that won't only impact your life, but will impact the life of those around you. Folks, I encourage you to watch the YouTube version of the Experience of Service yesterday, which should be out today or tomorrow. It was powerful. Pastor Tim absolutely brought the house down, and I promise you, you will get something out of it that will impact your life. And if you can't be there this weekend, again, download the app. Watch the services from the video section of the app just so you can get a taste of what God is doing in His house. Folks, have a wonderful Monday. May God bless y'all today. Stay warm and come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.